Hi, y'all. Barbara Dooley here. I was talking to my friend David from Bulldog Kia the other day, and wouldn't you know, they were telling me how they will buy your vehicle from you even if you don't buy one from them. That's amazing. You can sell your car, truck, or SUV to Bulldog Kia even if you don't want to buy one from them. Now, if you want to buy a great new or used vehicle from my friends at Bulldog Kia, by all means, we would love that. But you don't have to for them to buy your car. You simply get a quote for your vehicle, approve the offer, and walk out with a check in hand. It's so easy. Check them out at Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or BulldogKia.com. That's BulldogKia.com. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, February the 8th of 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all of his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. Dog. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. A Kentucky senator makes some comments, an important figure in the Reagan White House passes away, and the Pope makes some remarks about Burma. Senator Rand Paul said that the looming impeachment trial of Donald Trump has virtually no chance of success. He told media yesterday, if we are going to criminalize speech and somehow impeach everybody who says, go fight to hear your voices heard, I mean, really, we ought to impeach Chuck Schumer then. 45 Republican senators voted against holding the trial, strongly suggesting that Trump will not be convicted. The Senate requires at least 67 votes to convict a president during an impeachment trial, while the House needs only a simple majority. Meanwhile, any GOP senator who joins Democrats in voting to convict would likely face intense blowback from their constituents and local Republican Party chapters. In other news, former Secretary of State George P. Shultz, a titan of American academia, business, and diplomacy, who spent most of the 1980s trying to improve Cold War relations with the Soviet Union and forging a course for peace in the Middle East, has died. He was 100. Shultz died Saturday at his home on the campus of Stanford University, where he was a distinguished fellow at the Hoover Institution, a think tank, and professor emeritus at Stanford's Graduate School of Business. The institution announced his death yesterday, and a cause of death was not provided. Finally, Pope Francis prayed yesterday for justice and national stability in Burma as tens of thousands protest the February the 1st military coup. He said in his remarks, quote, "These days I am following with great concern the developments of the situation that has arisen in Myanmar. It is, quote, a country that since the time of my apostolic visit in 2017, I carry in my heart with much affection." Francis held a moment of silent prayer for Burma during his Sunday Angelus address. He expressed, quote, "My spiritual closeness, my prayers, and my solidarity with the people of that country." Our quote of the day comes from St. Josephine Bakita. Be good, love the Lord, pray for those who do not know Him. What a great grace it is to know God. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was a Christian saint of the 12th century and founder of the Order of the Most Holy Trinity, dedicated to ransoming captive Christians. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Smell that? Just say the name, steak, and mouths begin to water while chops are being licked. Good. Now, no one loves steak more than me, folks. And after stumbling upon a steak cooking secret, I spent the last year perfecting my signature King Dude's Acadiana steak rub and cooking system. My unique blend of peppers, herbs, spices, with just the right amount of salt, makes the perfect steak rub. You'll get tender, juicy, never overcooked, and seasoned to perfection steaks. The King Dude's Acadiana Steak Rub takes all the guesswork out of steak seasoning and cooking times. Try a bag of my Acadiana Steak Rub today, and I guarantee you the best steak dinner you ever had. Right now, you can buy my rub separately or as part of my Cooking with the King Dude Gourmet Seasoning and Cooking Gift Set. It includes a bag of my Pork Beast and Butt Rub, a gourmet kitchen cutting board from McClure Tables, and three of my El Rey Dude Corona Cigars. To order the gift set or any of my rubs a la carte, go to MikeChurch.com/rubs or call us at 844-527-8723. The best steak dinner you ever had awaits.
Our saint of the day is Saint John de Matha. John was born in France in 1160, and his parents were wealthy and sent him away to school so that he could receive the best education. He used the money his parents sent him to help the poor. He spent his free time performing other works of charity and paid visits to the local hospital to tend to the sick. When John graduated, he moved to a hermitage so he could spend his days in quiet prayer, but his friends visited him so often that he saw this as a sign from God that he was called to serve others as a priest. He entered the seminary and was ordained when he was just 32 years old. While Father Matha was celebrating his first Mass, he had a vision of Christ holding the hands of two men in chains. On one side was a Christian, and on the other was a Moor. Father Matha lived during the time of the Crusades when Christians fought religious wars against the Moors. Thousands of Christians had been captured by the Moors and were forced into slavery, and some were tortured if they would not deny their faith. After his vision, John thought of a plan to rescue the Christian slaves. He would offer a ransom for them. John went to Rome to ask Pope Innocent III for permission to put his plan into action. The Pope was so impressed with John's idea that he approved the founding of a new religious order led by John. The community was called the Order of the Holy Trinity. They became known as the Trinitarians. The men who joined the order went to Morocco, Tunis, and Spain to ransom Christian slaves and return them to their homes. The Trinitarians collected the money by begging for coins from average people and by asking for larger donations from wealthy benefactors. John spent the rest of his life working for the freedom of Christians around the world, and he died in 1213 in Rome. He was canonized in 1666. MSNBC and Rachel Maddow were sued for $10 million by Herring Networks, owner of One American News Network, in a defamation lawsuit recently. But after a judge dismissed the case last year, Herring's networks are now on the hook for the defendant's legal fees of more than $250,000. A California federal judge appointed by former President Barack Obama dismissed Herring Network's case seeking damages after Maddow said that OAN, quote, literally is paid Russian propaganda. But a California law designated to protect free speech was used by the defendants to secure the cost of defense from the plaintiff. Send me your news tips to Ron at CrusadeChannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news, finding truth.